Christmas weather. Hi, everybody. Welcome to summer officially now. Today, partial sunshine with scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially by the afternoon and evening hours, and then fading out overnight. High temperature in the lower 90s today, low tonight in the mid-70s. We'll be in the low 90s again tomorrow with, again, a rather generous supply of showers and storms around. Not every town will get wet, but many will. By Saturday, pretty routine forecast, partly cloudy, scattered afternoon storms, high around 93, low to mid-90s on Sunday and Monday as storms become widely scattered, more isolated in nature with heat index back into triple digits by then. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes free in the App Store with instant push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are. Just search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Covington County Sheriff's Office is investigating a body found next to a burning car. They say the body was found just west of Andalusia. The victim's identity has not yet been released. A 17-year-old has been charged with attempted murder after a shooting in the slap-out community of Elmore County. The Elmore County Sheriff's Office says Kelton Bozeman fired shots at a group of people at the Marathon gas station Tuesday night. He fled the scene and was later taken into custody. His bond is set at $60,000. And the Greenville Walmart will reopen this morning after a fire was intentionally set in the store earlier this week. Tuesday, Greenville police arrested a 17-year-old boy. They say intentionally set that fire inside the store. Luckily, no one was hurt. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
A rough-running engine could be suffering from buildup of fuel and oil deposits, but O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Clean out engine buildup and improve fuel economy with Seafoam products. Buy two, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Extend the life of your engine with Seafoam products at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Growing your own vegetables is quicker and easier than you think. If you think big, as in big one-gallon Bonnie veggies and herbs from the Home Depot. Right now, a special buy at three for just 12 bucks. They start bigger, so they produce a harvest faster. And for proven success, you can't pick better plants than Bonnie's. One-gallon Bonnie veggies and herbs. Right now, three for just 12 bucks. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, selection varies by store, U.S. only.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
President Trump signing an executive order to allow children to stay with their parents caught crossing the U.S.-Mexico border illegally.
Volvo opening its first ever U.S. assembly plant.
Disney upping its offer to $71 billion for Fox's entertainment businesses, countering a previous bid from Comcast of $66
billion. Right in between Thanksgiving and Halloween, it's a new date millions of Canadians are now waiting for. The recreational use of marijuana will become legal across the country on October 17th.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, investigating the fatal
police shooting of a black teenager.
Tesla's filed a lawsuit against a former employee who allegedly hacked into computers at the company's Nevada battery factory.
AMC Theaters has unveiled a new $20 a month subscription service to rival MoviePass, which is having trouble.
The National Association of Realtors says sales of previously owned homes fell 0.4% last month.
The retired Archbishop of Washington, D.C., Theodore McCarrick, has been removed from public ministry over allegations he sexually abused a teenager in New York more than 40 years ago.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up, Thursday. See a police officer? Give him a big thumbs up for me. Will you do that? Okay, first time callers, need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing. For the Pepper Tree gift card, $50 gift card from Pepper Tree. They have the bone-in premium ribeye on sale. They have the Chateaubriand and also the prime filet mignon on sale. They have got... You need to go to the... You can go to my website and you hit the Fresh Market deal. And
yeah, Fresh Market. I think I've got to go by there tonight and pick up some steak. I'm feeling some steak tonight at Fresh Market.
I tell you what, if Eric is there, you know, get him to cut you one and he'll cut it right for you.
Okay.
In other words, like micro bone in it.
Yeah, I like that.
Let's go to Papa B. Papa B, how are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing good. I'm enjoying this cloud cover out here. Lord has provided us an umbrella from that sun.
Does it look like it's about to rain? Because if so, I got to run home.
It does look like it's going to rain, Dan. I tell you, it's kind of darkening up out here. But
are you near McGee Estates?
No. I'm on 231 headed north now.
Ah, rats.
Hey, you know, your prior two callers there, they got it right. But there, I think maybe some are overlooking some things. And that is this, that this whole debate that's going on, if you want to call it that, it's nobody is convinced except those that are willingly blind, are willing to push the narrative. I don't believe that Americans are buying into it, Dan. I think that they're really part of the reason that a bunch of spittle is coming out of their mouths, you know, as they're angrily forwarding this argument, is that they've lost the narrative or the ability to control the narrative.
You're talking about the Democrats? Wait. Were you talking about the Democrats?
The Democrats and the media, mainstream media.
Yeah,
let me
tell you my take of this thing is that, and you remember I said it yesterday, is you've got people that go to certain medias to get the story that they want to hear. But you'll have somebody that will go to NBC and Fox, for example. They go to NBC and they'll go to MSNBC. But when you look at the totality of the amount of coverage that this immigration story was getting, and you look at the way it was being presented with the crying babies and the audio, and it was all done in a way to try to emotionally get to people that cruelty was going on, and it worked. That's why Trump changed. But as long as the media is going to do that, then Trump has got to come up with a better way of doing it. I think having Melania down there today was smart, because she is a very soft touch. And reading to the kids, that was great. That's a compassionate Trump. And he needs to play the compassion part and beat the heck out of the Democrats.
Well, I think that this signing of this executive order just snatched the momentum right out from under the Democrats. Because now they're all hollering about, you know, you can't do that. You know, they're really mad that he has signed the executive order. They told him to sign the executive order. Chuck Schumer held a pen up. You can borrow my pen. And so Trump says, okay, well, here, I'll sign an executive order. And so that just kind of yanks the rug right out from under them.
You know, they did do that, but what you're going to find in these next pieces I'm going to play for you. Now, this thing's going to go to court, and they still have to let the kids go after 20 days.
Right.
And, well, they got a house in somewhere.
The whole narrative was built around Trump's being mean, he's being nasty, he's being cruel. Didn't sign an executive order. I got to say, I think it was a stroke of genius just to go ahead and sign the executive order and be done with it.
But it's not. You know, so what I'm saying,
the courts are going to overturn it. So.
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to bring the. I mean, you have several issues. You have 10,000 kids that came over by themselves. So you have to, you cannot incarcerate them at two certain ages. And so you're going to have to go place those people. Then you've got the families and the kids. And you're going to reunite those, and they can only be held for 20 days. Now, they're going to go to this judge in California to ask them for a continuation of time, more time. And she may grant it because one of her issues was that it was such a deplorable operation that they had. It was unsanitary. I mean, when you read what she was saying and what she charged the Obama administration with, it was like killer.
Yeah. Well,
go ahead.
Well, I don't mean to interrupt, but I see what you're saying, and I do believe it was tugging at heartstrings. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, all of a sudden then you have social media pointing out the lies and hypocrisy of the mainstream media in ways that had not been done before. Plus, Trump and his administration pointing out the distortions as well. See, the difference is this. We have a president now and an administration that is willing to actually stand up and fight these bozos. Whereas no time in the past, except possibly Reagan, then have we had that. And so, you know, when you're able to point out the inequities and, like I said, the lies, outright lies of the media, that kind of puts a new spin on it, on things.
Your problem is that every time you turn on Meet the Press Daily, Chuck Todd is sitting there talking about Donald Trump the liar. Matter of fact, the show 2 days ago was nothing but he enumerated all of the lies that Donald Trump was saying. Now, the fact that they got the information wrong doesn't bother him, but what they've done to try to get their credibility back is that Donald Trump's a liar. So when he says fake media, fake news, he's lying. That's what they're trying to get to.
Well, and see, all right, but let me ask you this. Do you really think the American public is buying in to the mainstream media like they used to? Or do you think they're questioning them like they should be?
I think that those that don't like Trump like the media. Those that like Trump hate the media, and they distrust them.
Very divided country here. In fact, people are just not even talking to each other anymore.
Yeah. Well, and here, let me let you in on something else here. When they do these polls and say Donald Trump has a 51% negative rating, a disapproval rating, and 45% approval rate, what that is taking is your general population. None of those that you're seeing now have any registered voters in it or likely voters. It's a general population number. And so when you take the people that are actual going to vote, now you get a whole different mix out of it. He is, among those Republicans, he has got an 87% approval rating among Republicans in Alabama.
Yeah. See, I mean, you know, again, twisting it, trying to make it work for their worldview.
Right.
You know, so I'm telling you, I just don't believe it. I don't believe the media has the impact that they have in the past, except possibly those little weenies up in Washington that call themselves Republicans, scared of everything. But Trump's kind of giving them a little bit of backbone here. So.
Well, and here's another thing that when you look at the polling that when they're talking to people, if you were to take California and New York out of the mix and then you look at it, which is what Opinion Dynamic Research did, it is, I mean, he's up in the high 50s when you take those two numbers out.
That's what you need to be looking at right there because, well, California and New York, you know where they are. But the rest of the country is what really matters
right
when it comes to an election right now.
Exactly. So, and I think this Minnesota race that, I think it was brilliant what Trump did going to Duluth yesterday.
Yeah.
And if he win, if they win that thing and maybe two other seats, that's going to be huge.
Oh, that's going to be sweet. Oh, my goodness, that would be sweet, Dan. I hope it happens.
Me too.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good one. And it is raining up here in Wetumpka, so.
Don't tell me that.
Just a FYI.
Okay. Thanks for the telephone call. Appreciate it, my friend. Yep. You have a great day. Hey, you know, when storms come, things happen, such as lights happen.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
How about lightning strikes?
Oh, like it that hit the studio a few years ago.
Oh, man, it knocked this thing out.
I saw Greg's skeleton.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I remember I was listening when that happened.
I thought that only
and
happened.
Actually, I was driving by when it happened.
Right.
Yeah, I saw the lightning bolt hit it.
It freaked me out. I only thought that sort of thing happened in cartoons.
Well, you know, you can get a full house surge protector from lightning, but also from electric surges in your house. And you can they can put it in the panel. So all they do is they go in and look at your panel and see what they need to do. They'll go in and get it and put it in there for you and protect everything in your house. Think of all of the valuables that you have. You've got flat screen TVs. You've got cell phones plugged in. You've got air conditioners. You've got all sorts of electronic devices now that I didn't have 10 years ago at all. I mean, I am wired to my house. How about the Wi-Fi in your house? How about the DVR that you've got? I mean, you have got thousands of dollars worth of appliances and TVs. You know, I have the we call it the BMW washing machine and dryer. The high-speed one costs as much as the BMW.
Yeah.
A surge protector will protect that. So I want you to call Mr. Electric now and see what they can do to come out and help you out with this. You know, you got storms after storm after storm that's going to be coming. So get ready to copy this number, 334-269-8886. 334-269-8886. $50 off service of $200 or more. You can't beat that. Give him a call. Dan Black, personal friend of mine. He's one of the principals. We're going to be back with Rusty right after this.
Show.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
June, June bugs, weddings, maybe, vacations, and hot weather. Alabama and Brubaker. We have loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram Truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti. All in one place and in Prattville. This month it is huge. The all-new, I mean really new, Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake or the beach or the park comfortably. Kia, save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover before the 2000 model arrives this month. Or the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or the Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. All at Brubaker Motors this week.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Hello, everybody.
everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are. Let's go to the phones and go to Rusty. Rusty, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Oh, Danny boy.
How you doing, big guy?
I'm doing good. Wait a minute, I gotta get this one in. Oh, Joey boy.
Oh, thank you for that, Rusty.
Don't quit your day job, baby.
That's the problem. That's my day job. But I'm not doing real good at it. But, I listen as much as I can to everything that comes on the station. Mm-hmm. And, I was listening to Jay do in-game chat the other day, and I don't know if anybody's told you this or not, but he had a caller, and he called in. He said, "Look, I don't know nothing about no video game. I don't even play the video game, but I want to ask you a question." And Jay says, "Okay." He says, "Dan Morris was talking about a place where you could get some ribs." and Jay just kind of laughed, and he said, "I think it was wherever it was." He said, and they said, "All right, thank you, then. But I just wanted you to know that the people out there hearing about them ribs you're talking about."
Oh, man, they're doing them for 4th of July. They're just trying to figure out how many days they're going to do it, so y'all get ready for that one.
I tell you what.
I know. I heard you went by because they said that, yeah, the guy right after you, when you came on the air, came right here and got some ribs.
Did they run out?
They did run out.
That thing about me and ribs, you can't give me enough now.
Man, but weren't they great?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go get some more of them. If they're good when I cook them, but when somebody else cooks them and takes time and everything, they're a lot better. So, you know, I know my limitations.
Yeah, I love those ribs, and I got three meals out of it, plus my son got some.
Well, I just wanted you to know that people are listening, and they're getting cues from other folks on the stations where to get them ribs.
Appreciate it, Rusty. You have a great day, and I'll let you know when they're coming back up. It will be 4th of July week. It's a question, is it going to be Monday through Wednesday or the whole weekend or what? Thanks for the telephone call, my friend.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye. Let me go to George. George, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Well, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Three quick things about all this debacle and political football. Does anybody remember the Muriel Boat lift? Just let them all out of jail and come on.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the things that I think we need to think about. Number two, Ellis Island. Did you know there was another island right next to that they shipped them straight to the hospital? to do multiple examinations on them to find out what diseases they may or may not have been bringing in.
Mm-hmm.
There's an island right next to Ellis Island.
Right. Been there.
A big hospital complex. Huge. Okay. And the third one, I guess, might be we say that we can't afford to get the men down there, et cetera, et cetera. Well, the problem I have is if they get in, they are kind of guaranteed a lot of money in health care insurance and food stamps. And you know, it's so expensive to send people down there, but how expensive is it to get them on our, you know, system of free food? And
are you talking about free, sending the judges down there?
Well, or anybody to help. Yeah, the judges or anybody to help get this thing, you know, somewhat under control. And then I guess the last one is, mental health here is woefully underfunded. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, woefully underfunded. So I don't want some of that money going places that we really need it here. Because if you think that that we're underfunded or it's not a problem, ask any policeman that works at the jail or anybody that works at the hospital. The mental health people are going there.
Yeah.
So, because we're woefully underfunded to help them, but if we can help them, we can get them in hopefully a halfway house or some sort of a low-income housing, get them on their meds, keep them out of the hospital or the jail. But they're just keep getting cut and cut and hadn't had raises in 4 or 5 years and short on people. And, you know, there's no money for that either. But what's the cost? That's my thing. What's the cost compared to hospitals?
No, are you still talking immigration? These illegals coming in?
Roughly, you know, roughly, because we're talking about money and immigration and them coming in. Okay, and where's that money coming from? When you don't already have enough.
Yeah, let me tell you something. When you add 10,000 kids to just the school system, and if you're figuring $8,000 per kid, I mean, you're up in the $80 million category.
Oh, yeah, and food and hospital care.
Yeah.
What does that cost the government? You know, you pay $4 for a copay.
See, and the thing is, if you can speed them through the process and have a judge sit there and talk to them, and if they cannot convince the judge that they can get asylum, then they basically deport them back to where they were.
Well, and I don't know. I wouldn't let my son or grandson go over there alone. I mean, the whole thing just...
Oh, God, imagine what you're doing when you're doing that. When you're sending your child who is 14 years old...
Or younger.
With a, you know, a coyote that's taking them there, and you're paying... I mean, it's crazy.
I know. It's a mess, but it just seems like nobody talks about the Muriel boat lift, and I think some of that's going on with these people coming over, the criminals.
Yep.
So anyway, people don't talk about that much, but you love the feel good of Ellis Island, but they took them straight to a hospital and did intensive examinations on them to see if they had diseases.
Yeah, particularly tuberculosis was the... I've been to both the hospital and the Ellis Island.
Beautiful, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, it is really amazing when you're... And particularly in the inner hall, and they have the sounds of what it was like then, and you listen to the headsets while you walk around. It really is. It's kind of eerie.
And I think maybe people don't know that. They just came on. Bring all your people. Come on, the Germans, the Russians, and the Italians. But they maybe not know about what they did with them right when they checked in.
No.
And we're not doing.
There you go.
So, anyway, good to talk to you. Dolores, my brother.
Dolores. Let's see. New Star 93.1, Dan Morris Show. We're going to go to a break. We'll be back right after this.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the river region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So, if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
In the Republican runoff for Congress, your choice is very clear. It's between lifelong Republican Martha Roby and Democrat Bobby Bright. Bright supported Barack Obama, the most liberal president America has ever had. And his very first vote in Congress was to elect Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. We all know what liberal policies she forced on us. Democrat Bobby Bright went on to vote with Pelosi 70% of the time in Congress. And he took over $300,000 in campaign contributions from Pelosi and Washington liberals. When asked about his vote for Nancy Pelosi, Bobby Bright said it was, quote, a no-brainer, and that he has no regrets. In the Republican runoff, your decision is a no-brainer. Say no to Democrat Bobby Bright, and yes to lifelong conservative Republican Martha Roby.
I'm Martha Roby, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Martha Roby for Congress.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to summer officially now. Today, partial sunshine with scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially by the afternoon and evening hours, and then fading out overnight. High temperature in the lower 90s today, low tonight in the mid-70s. We'll be in the low 90s again tomorrow with, again, a rather generous supply of showers and storms around. Not every town will get wet, but many will. By Saturday, pretty routine forecast, partly cloudy, scattered afternoon storms, high around 93, low to mid-90s on Sunday and Monday as storms become widely scattered, more isolated in nature, with heat index back into triple digits by then. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes free in the App Store with instant push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are. Just search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Can I see those cuts, Joey-san?
Looking for the good stuff.
Oh.
Lounge Taylor, call your backstroke.
Okay, let's get educated here, and let's listen to Justin Napolitano talking about the executive order and some of the problems, possible problems we could have here.
President Trump signing an executive order allowing children to stay with parents caught crossing the border illegally.
But some are already claiming his decision might not hold up in court.
Here to explain, Fox News senior judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano. Okay, so Judge, essentially the executive order asked the attorney general to get the original judge in the case that said you couldn't do this to change her mind.
All right, so the president is correct that the immigration laws are not only confusing, but in some cases contradictory. One statute says 72 hours, another statute says 20 days. This was supposedly resolved in 1997 in a case called Flores, F-L-O-R-E-S, before the Supreme Court of the United States. In 2013, in the Obama administration, there was a challenge to the Flores rule in which people who felt the Obama administration was keeping children either away from their parents or in substandard facilities.
For more than 20 days.
For more than 20 days, went to a judge and said, put a stop to it. And she did put a stop to it. And in putting a stop to it, she said, you want to keep them more than 20 days, hold a hearing. Now, fast forward to today, the president's saying we don't have enough facilities or judges to hold a hearing. Well, if they want to restrain people against their will, even people whose behavior is obviously unlawful, talking about the adults now, and these adults are accompanied by children, they have to hold these hearings within 20 days, meaning they're going to have to get judges from New York and New Jersey and North Dakota down to...
So it's a manpower facility.
Correct, correct. And the court will say, look, you're the federal government. You have limitless resources. Get these judges here and get it done. Unless, one last part to this, they can get this judge to extend the 20-day period to give them a little bit more time, during which the parents will be confined with their children.
Okay. So we, and again, what I found out is they could go in and they can cherry-pick these judges. And they can make it as long as they go through and pick judges that have, they don't have a whole bunch of stuff on their docket that's going to affect things, then they basically can do whatever they want to with this thing. They can pick judges from Montana or Indiana, places like that, in pretty conservative districts if they wanted to. And then if they get them down there, they can get this thing rolling and rolling really, really fast. So now he's going to go through the origin. Of course, you heard him talk about the Flores case and that what the Obama administration did, and Judge Napolitano did an excellent job with this. Let's listen more.
When does the clock start ticking for the 20 days?
That's not clear. It either starts clicking from the time the children are first restrained or the time they are reunited with their parents, which I don't believe has happened yet. You got to give DHS a little time to implement the president's order. I was hoping they could implement it with a phone call.
Judge, how did President Obama handle this?
President Obama colossally lost this case before Judge G. And President Obama was found, his DHS was found to be holding these children in woefully substandard facilities.
I don't remember that news story.
It was not publicized the way this one was, but in facilities that was harmful to their health and safety. Not government facilities, but outside facilities that the government had sent these children to. That's what Judge G's ruling essentially is. You cannot hold them in facilities that are harmful.
Okay, now, Jeff Sessions yesterday came up with something that I think is pretty neat, and you're going to hear Brian mention it, but yesterday Jeff Sessions said we need to do DNA testing on the parents and on the kids to make sure that they truly are the kids. Or all of a sudden we're going to have a rash of adoptions that have happened along the line here, so when the DNA didn't match up. I wouldn't necessarily tell them I would be doing the DNA for that purpose, but They need to do a really good job of fingerprint. I think they're using eye scanners also out here, retinal scanners, and because they need to be able to identify these people in case they get stopped or they don't show back up in court. You have a ton of people, somewhere in the neighborhood about 600,000 people just in the last 2 years who have been captured, released, had a court date, and didn't show up. Matter of fact, they say that when they're doing the immigration court, that the judge just sits there all day and nothing happens. You may have two or three people, but they have to sit there all day because you have all these hearings that have been marked. Okay, so you're going to hear a little mention about the DNA part of this and the holding period.
What if the facilities now aren't harmful to the children?
You still can't hold them more than 20 days. So the answer is hold a hearing. Once you hold the hearing and a judge rules, you stay until we prosecute you. You go back to the country from which you came.
So
the president's off the hook.
So does the president have to have another executive order to flood the area with judges?
He could do it with a phone call. Remember, these are not judges that sit in federal courthouses. These are administrative law judges that work for DHS.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So Secretary Nielsen could do this with a phone call. She's going to take them from states where they're needed, but you have an emergency at the border, and this is the time to increase the manpower there.
For a reaction, reaction.
I hope this makes sense, Brian Kilmeade. Yeah.
No, for me, I even pick it up, but it's nothing soft. You're laying out the challenges.
It is a tremendous challenge. You could see the frustration on his face last night in Minnesota as he was explaining it. The challenge is almost overwhelming.
Well, Marco Rubio's bill, the new bill, hires more judges to speed up the process.
That bill and the Ted Cruz bill would reduce the 20 days to 72 hours, but it would give them the manpower, the judicial manpower, with which to accomplish that.
And that's what the problem is. And the Dems, trying to be, saying they're compassionate, are not funding, and they're trying to stop the funding. They're not joining in the reindeer games of the funding to try to resolve the problem. You know why? Because they don't want to resolve the problem. This is a political hot potato they feel that's going to work to their advantage. If Trump will do what he did during that cabinet meeting, and I think he quickly realized they had made him a tactical error. I realized it back when I saw this thing becoming the news cycle, and that's all they were talking about. I knew this was not going to work well, and he only had a handful of days left to try to do something about this to get control over it. Doing the EO helped him out. Doing the executive order helped him out. But he has got to come up with a strategy of how he's going to encircle the Democrats and get this back on their plate and make them the bad guy. So with that, let me go to Pete Williams talking about this on in the executive order and the legal side of things.
Pete, you know, for a long time, the president was saying this can't be fixed by an executive order. It has to be fixed by Congress. Well, now he has issued an executive order. Does it fix the problem? What does it do exactly?
Well, it certainly stops the number one factor for children being taken away from their parents, which was when the parents were sent to court. So anyone caught trying to enter the country illegally, even if they ask for asylum, they'll still be arrested under that zero tolerance policy. They'll still be prosecuted. But now the parents will remain in immigration custody while they go through court, which only takes about a day or so, no longer turned over to federal marshals. And that means their children will not have to be taken away at that point. So this should be a pretty immediate change.
There might be some legal challenges. I mean, that's the big what if.
Yeah, very big what if, because the administration's goal here is to hold families in detention until they have their deportation or asylum hearings, and that can take months, but there is a longstanding federal court order that says children cannot be detained basically for longer than it takes to find an alternate place for them, and that's usually around 20 days. Now, the president has asked the Justice Department to try to get the court to relax that order so that children can stay with their parents more than 20 days, and Congress is also considering at least two bills that would do away with that. But if the court won't budge and Congress doesn't act, then family separation sort of on a rolling basis will start up again in mid-July, but not in the big numbers that we've seen in the last couple of weeks.
All right, and the question, Pete, does come up for those children who are already being detained, who are in facilities now all over the country. What happens to those kids?
Well, the Border Patrol says the children who are still in their custody, now this is probably in the hundreds, who haven't yet been turned over to HHS, are now being reunited with their parents. But for the 2,500 or so already turned over to HHS, they will either be reunited with their parents, or if that's not possible, HHS says, with a relative in the U.S., HHS simply says this morning that reunification is the ultimate goal.
Okay, so breaking that down, they're going to try to see if they have a relative here. The question is, if the relative is an illegal alien, are they going to want to talk to these folks? And I'm not sure that they do, because some of these asylum seekers that went through, they called the person they said to call, and they wouldn't talk to them, nor would give them a location. And they basically said, you can come and get them, and, you know, we won't bring them to you, type thing. And they were scared that they were going to get picked up. So it has kind of a double jeopardy issue. But I'm doing it this way so you can kind of get a feel of the complexity of this, but also it's kind of moving back over. It's going to be a problem. It's not solved yet. It's going to be a problem. And they seem to be having a hard time with the getting these bills out on the floor. So that may be another issue for Paul Ryan and others here. Let's listen to a Texas resident react to Trump's executive order on the family separation.
The 20-day limit on holding children, even with their parents, was established in a 1997 government agreement. Once that time is up, they have to be released or moved elsewhere. Paula Reed is at the White House with more on the executive order that will keep families in custody together, at least for now.
Now, the administration will continue to prosecute every adult who illegally crosses the border. The big change now, though, is that children can remain with their parents while those adults await prosecution. But the president's executive order does not override something called the Flores Settlement, and that requires that children cannot be detained in any government facility for more than 20 days. So, in less than 3 weeks, the government may still have to once again separate families. Now, Attorney General Jeff Sessions, he is expected to ask a federal judge in California to modify the Flores Agreement so that families can remain together while being detained. But it's unclear how long it'll take to litigate this issue or whether the judge would be willing to permit the indefinite detention of minors. So, without a modification of the Flores Agreement, Congress has less than 3 weeks to come up with a permanent solution. Now, there will be votes today on two separate proposals. One is a hardline proposal from Republicans. The other is more of a compromise bill. It's unclear whether or not either has enough votes to pass, but the president said that he would support either proposal.
Very, very complicated. Demo Show will be back right after this quick break.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Afternoons 3 till 6, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If you are in the market to refinance or purchase, look no further than Alabama Home Mortgage. We are your local lender. Can't find the time to give us a call? We understand. Apply for a mortgage on your time, whether that's while you're waiting on your kids in the carpool line or just before you go to sleep. You can apply 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Visit our website, alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. You heard me right. Click the Blink link to get started. No appointment necessary. Or give us a call today at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. My team and I are ready to assist you. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are. Joey, can you cue up John's intro?
Oh, of course. We can make this happen.
that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave. Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Okay, boys and girls, you know what that means, don't you? At the point that you hear his voice, he'll have 2 minutes and 30 seconds, unless he starts doing a PSA or kind of wandering around. Let's go to the phones and go to John DeBoe. John, welcome aboard.
Hey, John. Hey, Dan. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Hey, Joey.
Hello, John.
You know, when you all were talking about the children of immigrants and children of illegal immigrants, you know, at one time they were, well, in the communities, the cities and counties that are close to the Mexican border, they were having a problem with the school systems just being, you know, overextended with more children than they could handle. But the Supreme Court ruled that it is unconstitutional to deny a child the right to an education, even the child of an illegal immigrant. And public school systems are not even allowed to ask children those type of questions, as you know, when it comes to their immigration status or that of their parents or anything like that. If their parents and guardians get them to a public school, all the public school systems are allowed to do is make sure they have their shot and educate them.
John, we know that. We know that. Anything else?
You hadn't heard. I hadn't heard anything on your show about Gay Pride Week taking place here in Montgomery, but it is going on from the 17th through the 24th. And so tomorrow there'll be a big drag queen pageant at Montgomery's only gay nightclub that I'm aware of. So 322 on 322 North Lawrence Street from 8 to 10 p.m.
Are you going to be participating? Saturday. Are you going to be participating in that parade?
Well, I don't always go to the drag queen some of the other events, but I do always attend the march and rallies, which is going to take place Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. from Club 322 to the Capitol on 600 Dexter Avenue. And then I always attend the Street Festival, which is Sunday.
Festival?
They have a Gay Pride Street Festival that'll be Sunday, and that's at the Eat South facility, which is behind the Montgomery Advertiser Building downtown at 485 Moulton Street from 12 to 6 p.m.
Okay, that sounds a lot like a PSA. Appreciate you.
Listen, I just want to tell everybody that they can get the whole itinerary from MontgomeryPrideUnited.org, and Montgomery Pride United is made up of all the organizations in Montgomery County that provide support services to same-sex people.
Thanks, John.
So you want everybody to
Thanks,
be aware
John.
Of that.
Appreciate
You're
it.
Welcome. You have a good day.
You too. Went over his time, too. Whew. Let's go to Lee. Lee, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, sir.
How are you?
I am doing fine, but I am wondering something that with your vast knowledge you might enlighten me.
I'm in trouble. This is a setup, Joey.
No, I am really, I'm leaning on your vast knowledge and past experience to explain to me why, if you enter this country illegally, you're automatically entitled to education and health care and everything else that our grand country offers.
That's only while you're here until they deport you or they give you some type of asylum status.
So you have to, were I an illegal immigrant, it would be this country's responsibility to educate me?
Well, if you're here, as John said, you cannot deny somebody education. So if they're here as a child, they can access the education system. But the goal is for them not to be here and to deport them back to their home country. But you have to go through a legal process to do that.
Right. With all the red tape. In the meantime, they graduate, I guess.
No, first of all, they don't show up. That's part of the problem. And so that's one reason that Trump wants to detain them and hold them so they won't not show up. That is what the problem is.
Right. Such as the supposed 1,500 missing people that they can't get a hold of.
Oh, it's like 500,000 missing people that can get, or 600,000, I think is what the number
is. Well, don't tell the liberals that right now.
Yeah, that's really. Don't want to spoil their day.
Hey, look, some of them are out trying to earn a living, finding good stuff to steal. It takes time, all right? It just takes time. At any rate, I'm sorry. I'm just beat to death with all this, you know. I'm just good for you.
Well, and the amazing thing to me is that everybody calls it a problem, that nobody's coming up with any solutions, and particularly the Democrats. They basically just want to go back to the status quo and let the dreamers go and let them not show up. They don't realize when they say the system's broken that that's one of the things that's broken about it.
Right. Well, one of my friends who is politically aligned much differently than I was quite shocked when I pointed out to him that AIDS photos were not recent. At any point, and that all this started, and he was also shocked to find out that the ID changes to the law were under Obama, as well as the I can't remember what the other part of the act was. In 05 it was the ID, and 06 something else they changed.
Well, wait, what ID law?
Well, in 05 they changed the requirements on the ID so that they could more aggressively screen individuals. That led to a lot of the. They were talking about the profiling. I'd have to pull up the article. The
yeah, 05 is Bush administration.
I mean, that's what I meant, Bush. And then Obama in 14, aggressively they stepped up the program and they used detainment and separation just as much as it's being used now. But anyway, I have the links. I need to put them on the Facebook page for you or something, but... I'm just amazed, and without trying to make it all political, kind of like we talked about the other day, some of the stuff just needs to be fixed. It doesn't matter what your political alignment is. Go educate yourself before you get on the radio and before you start, you know, hollering all these different things. But I found the whole gay pride thing very informative as well.
Wait, you're telling people to go educate themselves before they get on the radio? And I don't think talk radio would exist throughout the country.
Maybe not educate. How about brief yourself slightly with at least two or three facts so you can counter the, you know, that still be asking too much?
Yeah, I don't think Feinbaum would have a good show.
Oh, yeah, Feinbaum would be out of a job. Let's think about that. Anyway, awesome as usual, guys.
Appreciate you. News Talk 93.1 FM. This hour has been brought to you by Brubaker Motors on the Eastern Bypass and Prattville location. Go by and see them. Tell them you're a Dan Moore Show listener. As Dick Brubaker says all the time, I don't care if you go to every place in Central Alabama, so long Brubaker Motors is on your brand new car buying list. Go see what they've got, boys and girls. We'll be back after our top of the hour break.